something that
I'm
going to see
and
eat with a fight.
Gotcha. Ladies and gentlemen, Slim Jim Nelly here with another episode of the Heal of the Year podcast, live on CastBox. Tonight, our guest of the evening, the Sauce Boss. Tonight, wrestling might get sauced.
Already know.
So, Donald J. Trump, WWE Hall of Famer, our president of these United States, the ultimate heel, is still in office.
Yeah. This is a wrestling podcast. Let's keep it wrestling.
And Donald Trump is wrestling. The Rock, anything The Rock touches is wrestling. Anything Cena touches is wrestling. And I think the people want to know, how do we feel about the ultimate heel not getting thrown out of office?
I mean, the way I see it, they had a perfectly good opportunity to get more witnesses up there, and I was like, nah, we don't care. We don't care. And they shut that issue down real quick.
Of course they don't care. We didn't even have to try to impeach him.
You might be right.
All we had to do was pick Bernie or Yang and be like, all right, this guy's getting voted into office next. Fuck Donald Trump.
I mean, we could always decide it over a Pokemon battle, you know?
I think that would be a fantastic game. You know what else I think that they should do?
Settle it and smash.
Yes, settle it and smash. Oh, shit. Those of you watching AEW right now, it is Santana and Ortiz come to the ring to take on Jonathan Moxley, formerly known as Dean Ambrose and that other company. First AEW singles match, wow.
Make Puerto Ricans, so they gotta win. Do it for their country.
I don't know. You're not going to have the number one contender lose cleanly, are you?
You did say cleanly.
I did. I know what I said, and I know how I said it.
So, no. Obviously not.
It's almost a little weird that we don't see Le Champion with the lexicon. Oh, there he is. I spoke way too soon.
You changed yourself.
Did I? Or did I get Jericho to grace our praise? Beautiful on the inside.
Nah, man. Your new name is the Prophet, as you called
it. Ever since that... Oh... Oh, we got the entire inner circle. John Moxley is now laid fuck to.
Whoa.
Damn. Chaos and still shooting here. Look at a five-man booth tonight? Let's go. Oh, you weren't here when I wanted to talk about this. How do you feel that how do you feel that Nikki Bella is pregnant?
Ooh.
I wanted to touch on this last week, and nobody that joined the podcast last week wanted me to touch on it, because I felt very, very strongly about Nikki Bella being a cunt. Congratulations, Bri, on your second child. But Nikki Bella, you're a cunt. Guess who the baby daddy is?
It's not Cena.
Wow. You didn't hear? They broke up.
I mean, I heard they broke up, but...
Yeah, you know who the child belongs to? You remember her Dancing with the Stars partner?
Wow.
Yeah. Don't worry, he's just a friend. Bitch.
A shoulder to cry on becomes a to ride on.
Thanks.
That's probably what happened.
Yeah, basically. It could have been Ziggler. I would have been happy with it being Ziggler. No, hear me out. John Cena has successfully slept with two of Dolph Ziggler's exes.
Wow.
You want to know who the first one? Well, actually, you want to know who the second one was? You know, it was Ziggler's first ex-girlfriend?
Amy Schumer.
Yes! Yes! Who broke up with Ziggler for being too athletic.
In bed.
Ladies and gentlemen, or ladies, if you are someone you know is too athletic in bed and you can't handle it, that's a dick you gotta stay with.
Oh my god. That's quite literally taking the pussy way out.
Facts. What else? Oh, those of you going to WrestleMania week and want to meet Mike Tyson, he will be live at WrestleCon for two nights during WrestleMania week. Tune in to WrestleCon.com for more.
There's a fine line between
Mike Tyson.
No, you gotta say that right. Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson.
The one time we don't have the Niners, we could have just said it normally.
Wow.
That's my boy. I hope you missed.
Now, here's my question.
Damn, that is a damn.
Shit.
I mean, I heard Raymond say that he's gonna hang out with the Inner Circle and go get some eyelids tonight.
Oh my god.
Ricochet is the number one contender for Brock Lesnar at WWE Blood Money. I mean Saudi Arabia. I mean Super Showdown. I meant Blood Money. No, because it's a little scary sending people that I love and care about, like the wrestling universe, over to Saudi Arabia to fight in the middle of this bullshit.
They'll be okay.
This is true.
Saudi Arabia or the Emirates? It's one of those neutral zones. Basically, if you're a United States criminal, you can use that country as a safe zone. So if you want to commit a crime, go to like Saudi Arabia afterwards.
Or, you know, don't commit a crime. Yes, please. Second love. Does Ricochet stand a chance?
If he's going to win it, I don't think he's going to win it.
But would you rather see Brock Lesnar versus Drew McIntyre at WrestleMania, or Ricochet versus Drew McIntyre at WrestleMania?
Oh, I'm always fond of Brock Lesnar matches. But at the same time, they're pretty predictable.
True. Which is why it was kind of nice that Lesnar lost the Rumble. And Roman.
Thank God.
Even though I read an article today that from Ringside News that aggravated the piss out of me. It was rumored that Roman Reigns will still be in the main event of WrestleMania against The Fiend, Bray Wyatt. You never eat your oranges.
No, I don't. I squeeze them in there like a lion.
Nah. Sense. I eat them like a weirdo.
It's fine. Oranges are technically meant to be eaten.
Facts.
This is the lime to my corona.
Don't catch a virus now. Yo, did you hear Corona's trying to pay $15 million?
Oh, that's to change the name to a
Corona? No, to change the... To change the virus of Bud Light virus.
Wow.
Might as well. That's hilarious.
It's a worse beer anyway. He might be boxing tonight.
Then go and try to face Ortiz and Revolution. Oh, yeah. I really should have. Damn, I shouldn't have gone to McDonald's. I mean, I had to pick you up anyway. I like the 5 to 7 o'clock hour to just go over my notes and see what shit I want to touch on, at the very least. Did not do that. Obviously. But I will take the time now to let everyone know that starting Monday, we will be on more than just CastBox. We are now advancing to Spotify, iTunes. John Moxley just won the match. Any of you watching AEW right now, or not watching AEW and looking for me for spoilers. So we will be expanding on Monday. As far as tonight goes, I really ain't got much to touch on. I had a rough week of work and getting out of my relationship and
life.
So as always, us at Heal the Year Podcast, thank you for tuning in. We might be back on a little bit later if more people show up or if more people want to join. But until next time, we love you.